Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today my guest is Janessa Gerard-Patikos. Did I say it right?
Yes.
That's a mouthful, your name. But it's beautiful. And Janessa was admitted to the practice of law in 1998 and began working for a firm specializing in real estate transactions. She opened her own practice in 2001 and created a partnership with Danielle Poulin in 2007. Janessa's practice has focused primarily on representing lenders, buyers and sellers in sales and refinances, as well as estate planning. In 2011, she began assisting clients in the area of family law and is now a certified mediator. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I'm glad to have you. And congratulations on your nomination, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, what is that for? The women?
Top women in the law. Someone had nominated myself and my partner. And so we had to fill out some information and get it back to them.
Yes. And when do you already know if you're...
We already heard and we were not selected.
Oh, but that's okay. How many women were you up against? Do you know?
I don't know.
Wow. That's very cool, though. Nominations are great.
Yes.
Nominations are very cool. And welcome to Team Power Taunton.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm excited to have you as a part of the group. I do want to mention that your office is in New Bedford.
Yes.
And you are at 324 Union Street, and it's Patikos and Poulin.
Correct.
And so there's two of you?
Yes.
Okay. And that's it?
We're actually taking on a third attorney now. Casey Cole Vieira is starting with us.
Oh, boy. Now you have to change the whole name of your practice.
Well, she's not a partner yet.
Oh, okay.
So we're just hiring her on at this point.
Nice. So what drew you to real estate law and estate planning? And have you always known that this was going to be your career path?
I never thought I would have done real estate.
But you've been in it for so long.
Yeah. I think that, you know, they say that when you make plans, God laughs.
I've heard that, yes.
So my plan was to be a litigator, to be a trial attorney.
Okay.
And when I came out of law school, it took me about 6 months before I found my first job, and that was with a real estate firm.
Oh.
So I took the job.
6 months is not that long.
It's not, but
when you're... out of law school, you're itching.
Yes.
Like you really just want to get that job.
And interestingly, I was working at a real estate company.
Mm.
And so it was, you know, kind of dovetailed. And I just felt the need to up my game, having graduated from law school and being a receptionist.
Mm.
I had been sworn in as an attorney, but was still a receptionist in a real estate company.
Oh.
So I really did want to be an attorney. And
wow.
That job gave me that opportunity to do attorney things, if you will.
Yeah. So you're very driven. Very, very driven. So why New Bedford? Do you live in the area?
I grew up in Acushnet.
Okay.
So
I was born in New Bedford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my mother lives in Acushnet.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Bedford is beautiful.
It is.
Downtown New Bedford.
Yeah, they've done amazing things.
Gorgeous. I feel like all of the Massachusetts funding is all going into gorgeous New Bedford, almost. But it is beautiful. And you do serve Bristol County.
Bristol County. We also do Plymouth County.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
We even venture into Barnstable County if a client needs us to do closings out there as well.
Really? What a shame to have to go to the Cape. In the winter, not too bad. In the summer, correct, a little bit of traffic, yes, but that's okay. So now, when did you introduce family law to the practice, and why was it important for you to do that?
I actually introduced family law to the practice after I myself got a divorce.
Isn't that interesting?
So my own divorce introduced me to the area, and I've always wanted to help people navigate the waters, if you will.
Any water. It doesn't matter. Real estate, family law, estate planning, probate court. You just really want to help people in that whole, under that whole umbrella.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm their advocate. I'm their guide to get them through sometimes their rough waters, sometimes their stressful waters. Mm. But you really need a guide when you're going through any portion of the legal system.
You do. Mm. Yeah. I would have no clue what paperwork to fill out, how long things take.
Right.
So many different things.
And not knowing is so stressful.
Oh my God. It's, and what you don't know, you just, it's like a heavy weight.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So to have somebody explain all of that, we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. Now, how much of your practice involves landlord or tenant law?
So right now, I would say it's about 10%.
Hmm.
The firm itself, probably 80% of the real estate, and 10% landlord tenant, 10% estate planning and probates.
Okay.
But myself, because now there's three of us, three attorneys, my focus is all of the other things. I also do the real estate, and I enjoy doing the real estate, but I would say that's maybe half or 40% of what I do.
And you're really going to start culminating and cultivating, really, and
yes,
really just fine-tuning all of those other areas.
Right.
So that you can be a law firm that represents and is everything under, you know, one umbrella?
For the most part. But what we like to tell people is, if you have a legal question, call us. We have no problem answering questions. You're not going to receive a bill because you asked us a question.
Mm.
And if we can't help you, we know people in the area. We know people in the legal industry that can help you.
Mm.
And sometimes having a good referral is priceless.
Mm. Now, how about consultations? Do you give a free consultation, and how long is that? And when do you have to cut the cord and say, okay,
right,
now
right,
we have to invoice you?
Right. So a free consultation generally is for about 15 minutes. It's really an opportunity for us to meet face to face, to have a little bit of a conversation to see if, you know, you enjoy speaking with me, talking.
Mm.
Sometimes with people, you get an immediate first impression.
Mm.
And maybe
a lot of times.
Right. And maybe you and I wouldn't click, and you would feel more comfortable using someone else. My goal, for example, my goal in the divorce arena is to help people come to an agreement and not to create more strife between the parties. It's a very emotional time. It's a very difficult time. And I think sometimes people need that encouragement to make an agreement because it's going to benefit all the parties.
And they need somebody level-headed and calm.
And not everyone wants that.
Oh.
Some people want
tough.
A tiger. They want someone to go after the ex-husband or ex-wife. And
so how would you describe your firm overall?
So overall, I would say that, you know, our goal is to educate people to help them make quality decisions for their life, because whatever aspect of the law it is, this is their life.
Mm.
They're going to move forward. 5 years from now, they're going to look back and see the decisions that they made at that time.
Mm.
So my goal is to make sure that they are making quality decisions and thinking through those decisions.
And you can be the tiger if you need to be.
Correct.
You can.
Yes.
Yes. You can pull that out of your back pocket.
Most definitely.
All right. I love that answer. So how did you meet Danielle?
So I went out on maternity leave from the first job that I had, and Danielle was actually my replacement while I was out on maternity leave.
Oh, okay.
And so I met her briefly for a couple of weeks before I went out, and then when I gave my notice at the end of my maternity leave, I went back for a few weeks, and so I worked with her a little bit then as well.
So you've been together for, you have 39 years of combined experience?
About that,
something
yes,
like that?
Yes.
And then you've been together for 11 years,
correct,
as partners. What do you attribute to your success within your partnership?
I think
because 11 years is kind of a significant amount of time to still be partners.
Yes. And, you know, we like to joke that it's the best relationship we've had is the one with each other.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's good.
But we're very different people and we're different attorneys in how we approach things. Hmm. Danielle enjoys doing the title work, which is basically the legal research behind a closing, researching the title to the property. And she's very detail oriented and she often finds things that five other attorneys before her did not find.
Oh.
And people always say, how come the other attorneys never found this?
Oh.
Well, they're not as good as Danielle is.
Wow. Okay.
And Danielle really pays attention to all of those details, which is essential when you're looking through someone's real estate title.
Mm. Okay. Well, we do have to go to break almost, but I want to mention one last thing or ask you one last thing. How do you balance your family and your career, and why was that important for you to mention?
Well, I did mention it, and I've been thinking about it, and I think that balancing your career and family, it's kind of like a unicorn. Everyone wants to find it, but no one does. It does. I don't know that it exists.
I think it does. I think I'm in love with balance right now.
Oh, excellent.
I am.
We'll have to talk more about that.
Yeah, it does exist. I believe it's a choice.
And I think that's what it is that you make choices to spend time on your career, and then you have to make choices that take away, potentially detract from your career, because now you need to focus on the family for whatever reason.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, over the years, I haven't always been in balance, but over recently, I am slowly pulling away in certain areas so that I can be more balanced in all the things that I want to be balanced in. So
setting limits, setting boundaries.
I just have more peace. I have less stress. Oh my God, my blood pressure was through the roof and now it's not, but that's because of my diet too. But anyway, I digress.
Excellent.
All right, we do have to go to break. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Janessa Gerard Patikos, and you can go to pandplawpc.com. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
Look at me. You think that I'm trying to fight, yeah, but I'll always be on your side, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
You know me. Why are you always on the fence then? Making me feel like you're fenced in. Oh, oh, oh.
How many times do I have to convince you that I'll always be on your team?
You're running your mouth and you're talking about me, but things aren't always what they seem.
So whenever you lose, yeah, I'll celebrate you, appreciate.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And what a great song. That was Miley Cyrus's sister. Noah Cyrus.
Excellent.
And some other gentleman, and I forgot to write his name down, so I can't remember who he is. But you want, in this next segment, we really want to talk about the importance of education. How much ongoing education do you receive as an attorney, and how important is it? Like, you have to follow certain criteria?
I think the experience, as issues come in, sometimes we need to research, we need to check with our title insurance company and find out how do they handle these types of issues, because they're on a national level, and so they see these problems a lot more than we do. And so then they educate us about what we need to know about that particular problem and how to solve it.
Okay. And then your goal is to constantly educate your clients.
Yes.
And how do you, it can be complicated.
Definitely.
How do you translate everything into layman's terms that your clients can understand? Because we're not all lawyers. We don't know the jargon. We don't know all of the intricacies of the law.
Right. I think it's important for people to remember that asking any question, there are no dumb questions. There are no questions that you shouldn't ask. If you have a question, stop me and ask me, because I may have explained it this way to other people and they've understood it, but maybe I need to explain it to you a little different. Maybe I need to break it down a little more, and I have no problem doing that. But that's why I like to have a conversation with someone as opposed to just emailing or texting, because as we're talking, you can stop me and say, well, what did you mean by clear title? What do you mean by this? Because oftentimes, as a professional, we fall into our jargon and may not even realize it.
And forget that you're talking in code.
Yes,
and no one understands what you're saying.
Exactly.
So how much emotion is involved in what you do? And how much is emotion involved with your clients?
So,
because, I mean, I know there's emotion wrapped around purchasing a new home or even refinancing,
right?
Because you got to dig up old documents and different things like that. But how do you reduce the stress?
So I think you're able to reduce stress for people by educating them, by explaining the process. Yes, knowledge is definitely power.
I say that at the end of every show.
There you go. Giving them the information they need so that they can make good decisions. Because ultimately, they're the ones that need to make the decision. If there's a hiccup in the process and then there's some renegotiation that needs to happen between the buyer and the seller, you know, buyers need to figure out what it is that they want. And then there's an offer placed to the seller, and then seller has to decide if they want to accept that, or they'll counteroffer and say, no, I can't give you another 2 weeks extension. I need to close within a week due to my own rate lock.
So you are involved in that process.
Yes.
I do. So this is way far down in our notes here, but I purchased my home in 2004, my second home in Plymouth. I do not remember talking with the attorney at all. Well, I completely only worked with the realtor.
So the real estate agents often reach out to us when things become problematic.
Oh,
if things are running smoothly, they don't reach out to us as much because they don't need to.
Oh, but if things start to get sticky.
Yes.
And they need help.
Yes.
And so, but you go to all of the closings.
Myself or my partner attend the closing. We explain the documents. And of course, sometimes there's 100 pages and we complete the closing in about an hour. So we're not reading through the documents. We're not getting into great detail.
But you're skimming through.
Skimming through, giving them the gist of this is what this document says and you need to sign it.
I remember skimming through and finding errors.
Really?
I was very impressed with myself, and so was everyone else in the room. But
yeah,
anyway, so let's go into all of the different things. So you are helping draft the real estate transaction.
So certain lenders create their own package. And so they have certain documents, and then we have our own documents that we add to the package.
Oh, certain lenders.
And then there's other lenders that have us create most of the documents ourselves. So we would create pretty much the entire package, with the exception of 3 or 4 documents.
Okay. And really, you want to speak to today, you want to reach out to lenders.
Definitely.
And realtors.
Yes.
You want them to call you, but you also want individuals to call you first before they call a realtor.
Definitely. If they don't have a realtor in mind, if they don't know someone, then it's always great to call someone that you can trust and they can give you a referral to someone that they know is trustworthy, that they know is knowledgeable and can help you navigate the process.
I think that's fascinating. I never would have thought.
Well, I think it needs to be a team approach. With real estate, because it's so stressful and there are so many moving parts, a buyer or a seller needs to have a team of people that they can rely on. So if they have legal questions, they have the attorney who's involved right from the start. Once you find a house, you're putting in an offer. That's a contract. Anytime you sign a document, that's the other person accepts, they sign it, done deal.
Yeah.
If you have things you want to add after that, well, you're already obligated to buy, even if the seller now won't give you that extra contingency.
Wow.
So it's important to know these things and understand what you're getting into right from the get-go.
Gets so tricky.
It does.
So is there a significant financial savings to contacting an attorney first?
Well, I think the financial savings can come if you can avoid a lawsuit. You can avoid losing a house or signing onto a house, because you can lose your deposit. You know, some people have a deposit of $3,000, $5,000, $10,000.
And they can lose it? Have you seen that happen?
I've helped people to fight for their deposit, to get their deposit back. And they don't always get all of it. But
that's
through some
crazy
negotiation, I've been able to get people most of it back.
I see. The light bulb went off. I see the importance
Yes.
of contacting an attorney before you contact a realtor.
Yes.
That is amazing. Well, now, and can you also provide other benefits? Like after the purchase of the home is over, if everything went smoothly, can you offer them estate planning?
Do you? Definitely.
So you offer a free of charge?
Well,
not free of charge.
No. So we can offer our estate planning services. If you've just bought a house and you're a young couple, then you want to think about, God forbid, we go on vacation, we go out to dinner, and something happens to both of us, what's going to happen to our children? And you need to have that planned out.
And so if you've already worked with you for the real estate transaction, then you can do the estate plan, then you can do the will.
And then you already know someone, you already feel comfortable asking the questions.
This is really fascinating. I have never even thought about this. I think that this is a really great idea. We do have to go to break, and you can find Janessa at PNPLawPC.com. What does PC stand for?
Professional Corporation.
Nice. Okay. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, H-E-C-M.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. And since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your Reflections Cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Just the way that you
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. You know, I have no idea how that song relates to what we're talking about, but I love the song. And really, frankly, you know, the world is evolving. The laws are evolving.
Constantly.
So it kind of does relate.
Yes.
But anyway, so yes. That was Alison Moorer. And I've never heard of her before, but I think she's local. I'm not positive, but love the song, Like It Used to Be. I want to ask you now in this segment, we're going to talk about how you're always learning and, you know, continuing to educate your clients. You're dedicated to help your clients navigate through that uncertainty and all of the unknown. What is different about your approach?
So our approach is definitely to give people options. So if they call and they're, for example, we have a woman that was concerned about how the house presented, whether things were all in order as they should have been. And she was thinking about backing out of the transaction. And yes, so unfortunately for her, she would have lost her deposit. We could have tried to fight for it, but for the most part,
that
was not the time to be questioning the condition of the home. You have
to do that. She
yes.
was suddenly being a stickler because the she signed the papers?
No. So she had already signed the purchase and sale agreement. We were coming up to closing, so maybe a week before closing.
But she went and looked at the house.
Yes. Yes. And so there had been some issues prior that were taken care of, but then became issues again. So I think she was feeling insecure about trusting these sellers and whether or not they had actually fixed the things properly that were supposed to be fixed.
Oh, and, properly.
Yes. Hmm. So often if something needs to be fixed, we recommend that the buyer hire someone if possible. You know, so if it can be taken care of after closing when you already own it, so you get a discount on the price of the property, and then you hire your own electrician or your own roofer.
Bring the
after
receipt.
The fact. Well, no, you're already closed. It's your home. So maybe you get a larger closing cost credit, or maybe you get a discount on the house overall. You know, if it needs a new roof, maybe not today, but within the next year, maybe you offer them $5,000 less.
Huh.
Or get a larger closing cost credit. So then you can hire your own professional after you own the home.
After you sign, after you own the home, you've moved in, and you've realized you've hired an inspector to come and look over the things that were supposed to be fixed. You can then go back and...
No.
So see, that's what I heard.
So once you have your...
Wishful thinking, right?
No, when you have your home inspection at the beginning of the process, that's your opportunity to make those adjustments.
Oh,
so if there's something major... Like he says, the roof needs to be replaced within the next year or two. That's something that maybe you want to say, okay, I will buy the house if you give a price reduction, if you give a closing cost credit of X amount. And if not, then please return my deposit and I'll have to find something
and
else.
And you need to do that long before the week before closing.
Most definitely.
That's the point.
There are deadlines for everything. Mm. And if you miss that deadline, then you no longer have that contingency and you are obligated to purchase the home.
And pay for it anyway. And give the down payment and what have you. Huh, crazy. So now navigating legalities can be daunting.
Definitely.
Right? And when it comes to the law, facts are obviously important. How important is communication?
Communication is essential. Interestingly enough,
it really is.
Facts can be debated. You know, if you have a certain, you know, for example, you could say the heating system has been fixed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe it was fixed for yesterday, but maybe it won't be fixed a month from now because a Band-Aid was applied as opposed to actually fixing the problem.
Oh, my God.
So having your own professional go in and inspect something that the seller has done. And you can't have your dad come and check the electric and expect to have a leg to stand on when you approach the seller and say this wasn't done correctly, unless your father's a licensed electrician. So you really need a licensed professional to back up whatever it is that you're trying to tell the seller you need.
Wow. So communication is huge.
Definitely.
Communicating whether you're the buyer or the seller, but communicating everything to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
but people don't want to share. People don't want to share everything with a lawyer. We're like afraid to tell you everything because we're afraid it's going to cost us something. We're going to get our hands slapped. I don't know. You're intimidating. You are not intimidating.
Thank you.
At all. You are lovely. I can't believe you have this much experience because you look like you're 22.
Thank you.
So I don't know how you do that. Mm-hmm. But we feel like we don't want to share.
Well, and I think you're right that oftentimes people are afraid this is going to cost me more money the more questions I ask.
Yeah.
With a real estate closing, that's not really the case. Because you want to get your questions answered. It's generally a flat fee that the lender charges. The buyer is essentially paying for the lender's attorney. So in most closings, the attorney represents the lender. The buyer can hire their own attorney. Seller can hire their own attorney, but they're not required to.
So you represent the lender.
For the most part. We also will do a buyer representation. We usually help the buyer through the offer and purchase and sale agreement process and then let them know that's our representation ends there and we represent the lender. What's good about representing the lender for the buyer is that the lender's interest and the buyer's interest are pretty much aligned at that point. They both want clear title, meaning that there's no encumbrances on the property. If there are easements on the property, that they're not negatively impacting the property. So a buyer doesn't necessarily need their own attorney, especially if they get title insurance, which is essential.
But whether if I'm the seller and I contact you, would I contact you if I'm a buyer?
You could contact.
I would.
Yes.
We talked about that earlier. So, but if I'm a seller and I'm selling my home, anything I tell you about my home is confidential.
Correct.
So even though I'm afraid to tell you all of my dirty secrets about my home, right. because I've been living there for 20 or 30 or 40 years, right. It's confidential and right. you can guide the person.
In terms of what needs to be disclosed, generally anything that.
But you can't unknow something that you've been told.
Right. Well, but if I represent the seller, then that's my role. I cannot then switch hats and represent the buyer.
Aha.
So if I go in representing the seller, I mean, I would have to have everyone sign off saying, okay, you understand now I'm wearing this other hat. And that makes things confusing and it's just not a good idea.
Very cool. Okay. And again, who you want to contact you are women.
Yes.
Women with children, married or divorced.
Correct.
That are thinking of buying or selling, buyers and sellers, or buyers or sellers, realtors, lenders, anyone else I'm missing?
Well, when I say lenders, loan officers, mortgage originators, those type of people who, they're the ones who are leading the lenders and talking with the
leading
buyers.
Leading the process.
And, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And what is something out of your wheelhouse? How you would have to refer somebody to another attorney.
So if there's...
Because you do a lot under your one roof.
Yes, I do. We don't do litigation outside of the landlord-tenant, which is very minor and usually a mediation process. But personal injury law is something that I recommend people call me because I know attorneys who are excellent and do a great job. If you just call the guy that you see on TV... I don't know what kind of representation you're going to get.
Yeah.
It is that type of law is paid on a contingency basis. So the attorney gets paid a portion of what you obtain as a settlement. And so the attorney, it can be a conflict of interest a little bit because the attorney wants to get paid and sometimes the client wants to take this to trial. And the attorney doesn't think that that's the... best thing to
do. You know some reputable people in the personal injury.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, we have to go to break. We went a little bit over, but that's okay. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Janessa Gerard-Patikos, and you can go to pandplawpc.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, my name is Julie Hatch, and I've practiced as a pediatric nurse practitioner for over 20 years. I created Moms on a Mission to help mothers handle their child's challenging behavior. You can get to a place of confidence and calm through my convenient Moms on a Mission coaching program and your continued commitment to raising your child in the best possible way. If your child is challenging you, let's get you beyond that behavior. Contact me for a free 30-minute consultation today at juliehatch@hotmail.com.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and that was an awesome song, Flames by Sia and David Guetta. I don't even know how to say his name. This is going to go by fast, so I want to really just dive right in.
Okay.
How does it feel to have a dedicated women-owned law firm?
It's fantastic. I love it. And in fact, we are all women. So it's 100% owned by women, and all of our employees at the moment are all women. And so it's been exciting to support our employees and just support each other in life and in our work.
Mm.
And so it's awesome.
And you're going to stay a women-owned firm?
Yes.
Possibly?
Oh, definitely. We'll stay a 100% women-owned
firm. All right.
Law firm.
So you're like driven by supporting women.
Yes.
I love that. And if you could change one thing in your industry, what would you change?
I would like to see it as a team approach. So whether you contact a realtor first, a lender, or an attorney, they bring in the other team members
right away.
Right away.
So not everybody does that?
No.
Why?
Because I think they're focused on their own piece. And I think we need to work more as a team. Even though we're different businesses, we need to work together as a team because that's what's best for the client. That's what's best for their customer.
Huh. But they want what's best for their customer.
They do, but it's never been done that way. So for a realtor to say, hey, you should choose an attorney now, you should find out. Usually lender and realtor come up front.
When do they usually choose the attorney? Like the week before closing?
No. Well, the lender will offer them a list. So each lender has their own list of qualified attorneys that they can choose from.
Okay. But so that's offered to them from the beginning, but not everybody puts all those ducks in a row right away.
Right. Because they figure, well, that's the closing. That's at the end. But yet you're signing a contract for the biggest purchase of your life, most likely.
Uh-huh. All of us.
Yes. Yes.
Like all of us, this is our biggest asset.
Definitely.
Huh.
Definitely.
So you're really trying to change that whole mindset.
Yes.
I think that's very cool.
Yeah. Team approach.
Mm. Okay. Now, above and beyond everything you have shared, what is your why for what you do? And I want to rephrase this as this is a very, your field you're in is very technical, documentation. There's not a lot of emotion in the work you do. Like there's emotion around the clients.
Yes.
But there's not a lot of emotion.
Yes.
Why are you in this field?
I also think that's why I was guided to this field, because my home life is very emotional.
Hmm.
I have three children. I obviously went through the divorce, but my middle child is severely disabled. He has a neuromuscular disease called spinal muscular atrophy, type 1. So he can't move anything, he can't breathe on his own, and he can't eat. So he has a G-tube, and he's on a vent 24/7 and has nurses.
And does he live at home?
He lives at home. He can't talk the way you and I talk, but he has a computer that he can use to express himself. He can answer yes or no questions with his eyes. And he's just been such a blessing, not only to myself and my family and friends, but everyone who meets Alex, I think, takes away so much. Mm. And it gives us a different perspective on our own lives when we're getting down because, oh, I can't pay more on that credit card. I wanted to pay more this month. Or, you know, my son did whatever at school and I have to deal with that.
Or this closing isn't going the way we want it to go. They didn't fix the, you know, backyard, whatever. And
I have a very different perspective than most people because, you know, I've had to make a life or death decision for my child, you know. And so it's been an emotional ride family-wise. Mm. And so I think that's why I was guided towards this profession
to keep you in
primarily
balance.
Real estate to keep me in balance.
I think so too. And I was very nervous about asking you that question because he is severely handicapped.
He is. He's going to be 15 though. He was diagnosed at 7 months old. We were told that most kids with his diagnosis don't live to their second birthday without intervention, and we did have to intervene at 11 months old or let him go.
Wow.
So it's been a long journey, but he's going to be 15 in a few weeks.
Well, I just want to say that you are the softest attorney and very kind, and I know a lot of attorneys, and this is your style, and your approach is very soft and sincere.
Yes.
And if I ever need an attorney, I want to use you.
Thank you.
So anyway, we are out of time. I have one final quote. This is author unknown. So promise only what you can deliver, then deliver more than you can promise. I've heard that so many times, and I try to do that and live by that. So we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.